Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast, a show that covers what you need to know about money. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author of multiple books. You can learn more about me at lauradadams.com. In the show, I talk about topics like building credit, managing debt, owning real estate, spending less, earning more, having the right insurance, paying less tax, saving for retirement, investing, and much more. My goal is to keep you informed about the most important financial topics and to give you actionable steps so you can live rich and love the journey. A common question I receive goes something like this. Laura, investing seems so complicated and risky. How do I get started? And what are the best investments to make? While investing can be both complicated and risky, it doesn't have to be. So in this episode, I'm going to cut through the confusion that may be preventing you from investing. I'm going to make it really, really simple so you can invest confidently and wisely. So this episode is for you if you have not gotten started yet investing, or maybe you've started but you're not sure what you're investing in, or if you're investing in the right things. Our sponsors help keep Money Girl going, so I want to take a moment to thank Third Love. Ladies, why is finding a great-fitting, comfortable bra so difficult? Third Love is an exciting new lingerie brand that uses real women's measurements to create better-fitting bras. They give you a 100% fit guarantee. Returns and exchanges are always free. Try Third Love's best-selling 24/7 t-shirt bra for free for 30 days. Just cover the shipping. Start your trial now at thirdlove.com/money. Investors have a lot of choices these days. There are thousands of actively traded stocks, over 1,000 exchange-traded funds, tens of thousands of mutual funds, and endless tangible options like real estate and precious metals. While it's really fantastic to have so many choices, the abundance of opportunities can be daunting. It reminds me of a famous JAM study. Are you guys familiar with this? I'll briefly explain it. It's where a grocery store offers customers a variety of different flavored jams to sample, along with a coupon to buy one jar. No matter what the researchers did, no matter if they put out a huge assortment of 24 jams or just 6 of them, customers only tasted 2 jams. Most of them were drawn to a larger assortment of jams, but fewer of those customers purchased a jar. On the other hand, the customers who sampled from a small assortment of jams were 10 times as likely to buy one of them. This raises the idea that having more choices can be overwhelming and keep you from making a decision. When we feel confused about what to do, we tend to do nothing. And I think that's why so many people procrastinate getting started investing. Now, I'll be the first person to recommend that you never invest in anything that you don't understand. However, I think far too few people understand the fundamentals of investing. They don't understand the building blocks of financial investments, which are stocks and bonds. So my goal for this show is to make you comfortable with them so you don't feel paralyzed choosing mainstream, legitimate investments. First, let's remember why you need to invest in the first place. Tucking your retirement funds into a savings account may seem like a safe option. However, if you're not investing and you're letting your cash sit idle, that can actually be much more risky over the long term. Let me repeat that. What I'm saying is that not investing can actually be more risky than investing in many cases. Here's why. The historical rate of inflation has been about 3%. Therefore, if you earn less than 3%, you're going to lose money over the long term. To get over that hurdle and to hopefully earn double or triple that rate of return, you've got to invest. So let's make it really, really simple. I'm going to strip it down to its core. There are really only two fundamental ways to make money. You can be an owner or a loaner. Let me explain. When you own assets that appreciate in value, you can sell them for a profit, or you can even take out profits in the form of dividends. On the other hand, when you loan money, you earn interest until the original debt is repaid in full. I don't care how complex a financial instrument is, you can boil it down to one of these two basic concepts. So let's dig into the idea of investing by owning assets that appreciate in value or spin off dividends. Here are some examples. You could start a business. You could become an equity partner in someone else's business. Buy real estate, build an art collection, collect precious coins. These are all examples of investment options that require you to have some expertise, either in running a business or making money in a certain market like real estate or precious coins. Unfortunately, not everyone has this kind of specialized knowledge, right? Wouldn't it be great if you could profit off of someone else's great ideas and their execution without having to do all the work or come up with a ton of money? Well, that's exactly why the stock market was created. One of the easiest ways on the planet to become a part owner of a business is to buy shares of a publicly traded company, like Apple, Nike, or Google. Not only do the various exchanges, such as the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, allow you to buy shares, but you can sell them at any time. Stocks, which are also known as equities, provide the greatest opportunity to make money, but they can also be extremely volatile. A company's stock price can fluctuate wildly over the short or the long term. That means you can lose some or all of your investment. So I generally recommend that you do not buy individual stocks. Instead, spread out your risk by owning many of them. Now, since that's difficult and impractical for the average investor, here's the solution. You need to buy funds. Funds are made up of hundreds or even thousands of stocks. Choosing a stock mutual fund, stock index fund, or a stock exchange-traded fund is the way to go. It gives you convenient, baked-in diversification, and that makes it safer. The other primary way to make money that I mentioned is to be a loaner. Even if you aren't flush with cash to lend out, you can buy investments that do it for you. They're called bonds. When you purchase a bond, you are lending money to a government entity or a company. They might need the money to do something like build a bridge or a new factory. In return, they agree to repay the loan over a set period of time and at a fixed interest rate. Since bonds provide fixed income, they're much safer than stocks. However, as you know, safety always comes at a cost because they offer lower rates of return when compared to stocks. And just like with stocks, you can diversify by purchasing many bonds at once through a bond mutual fund or a bond exchange-traded fund. That makes it really simple to invest small amounts of money without having to be an expert.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Since stocks and bonds are the building blocks of investing, most of us need both of them in our portfolios, plus some amount of cash for emergencies. But how much of each type should you own? Let's take a short break to thank our sponsor, Zoho. Zoho is the operating system for your business. An operating system runs everything of something, like the software system that runs your computer or the engine that runs your car. What about running an entire business? Well, most focus on three areas: acquiring and serving customers, empowering employees to get their work done, and managing internal processes to support customers and employees. Zoho is the operating system that handles all of these. Zoho's powerful productivity applications like Mail, an office suite, and online collaboration tools help empower employees to gain customers for the business, while human resources, finance, accounting, and expense management applications keep everything ticking. Every business process is unique, and ready-made solutions can't meet every one of them. Zoho Creator helps your business differentiate itself by creating custom applications to serve unique business needs and customer requirements. Visit Zoho.com to learn more and create your free account. And tweet at Zoho, that's at Zoho, using hashtag ThatFirstMoment to share your most inspiring first moment. Zoho, there's a first time for everything. Okay, so back to how much stocks and bonds you should own. The answer depends on your appetite for risk, plus other factors like your age and when you want to retire. While there's no one-size-fits-all asset allocation, in general, the younger you are, the more stock you should own. If you're in your 20s or 30s with many years to go before retirement, your asset allocation should be relatively aggressive because you have a long time horizon. That means you might want to own 80% stocks, with the remaining 20% in bonds and cash. Now, when you're in your 50s or 60s, you've got less time. You have a shorter time horizon, and you need to preserve the wealth that you've accumulated. You might own 40% in stocks, with the remaining 60% in bonds and cash. A general rule of thumb to calculate a reasonable amount of stock to own is simple. It's to subtract your age from 100 or maybe even from 110. For example, if you're 30 years old, consider allocating 70 to 80% of your entire investment portfolio to stocks. Likewise, if you're 60, subtract that from 100 or 110, and you'll need a maximum of 40 to 50% in stocks. Now that you understand the basics of stocks and bonds and how much of each type you should own, you're probably wondering how to buy them. If you have a retirement plan at work, like a 401k or a 403b, that's where I want you to start. Your choices there are easy because there's a pre-selected menu of funds. Now, the names of the funds will vary depending on which brokerage firm your plan is with, like Fidelity, Vanguard, or Merrill Lynch. But funds are usually grouped together as stock or bond funds. Stock funds might be called growth funds, and bond funds might also be called income funds. You may also see a category called balanced funds. Those hold a combination of stocks and bonds. Let's say you want to invest 80% in stocks. You could choose one or several stock funds that all add up to 80% of your contribution. The remaining 20% could go into one or more bond funds. Now, if you don't have a workplace plan, it's easy to open up an individual retirement arrangement, or IRA. They also provide a menu of investment options, or they might even suggest a portfolio based on your age or your stated risk tolerance. I created a free one-page PDF download that shows the rules for the most popular types of retirement accounts and gives you some recommendations for where to get them. It's called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. You can get it in the notes for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com or by texting me. You can text the word RETIRE to the number 33444, and I'll send you your retirement account comparison chart right away. Workplace plans and IRAs also come with an advisor or a plan custodian who can help you choose individual funds if you get stuck and you're not sure what's best for you. In general, getting your asset allocation right, so that's the mix of stocks and bonds, that's actually far more important than the specific stocks or bond funds that you choose. And remember, if you make a mistake, you can always change your asset allocation at any time. Another key component to investing success is to choose low-cost funds. The problem with fees is that they reduce the growth in your account year after year. So you want to look for mutual funds with fees that are less than 1%, ideally less than 0.5%. And if you have exchange-traded funds on your menu, they offer many advantages, including fees that may be far less than mutual funds. To sum up, investing can be as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. I kind of think about it like a computer. You could build your computer from scratch, or you could just go to the store and buy one out of the box. If you want to do hours of research and spend time as a DIY investor, you can. But you can also open up a retirement account and simply choose funds based on how much stock you want to own. There are even one-and-done funds called target date or life cycle funds that are really growing in popularity. Here's how they work. They hold a preset amount of stocks and bonds based on the year that you want to retire. A target date fund owns many underlying investments, and it automatically updates your allocation on a regular basis, so the fund is more aggressive when you're young, but becomes more conservative as you get older. In other words, it owns fewer risky stocks and more conservative bonds as you approach your desired retirement age. It really doesn't get any easier than that. One of the most powerful ways to build wealth and financial security is actually pretty boring. Simply choose low-cost funds inside a retirement account and contribute 10 to 15% of your income over a long period of time. Please don't get fooled into thinking that you've got to take a lot of risk in order to be an investor. Of course, investing always carries some amount of risk, but you're in control. You can choose high risk, moderate risk, or low risk investments. It's totally up to you. Thanks for listening. To make sure you never miss a weekly episode, be sure to subscribe for free using your app of choice, like iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And if you're on Android, try out Podcast Addict or Beyond Pod. I'm on Twitter under handle @LauraAdams. Please send me your question or comment at any time. And if you want to keep the money conversation going, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. It's filled with like-minded people who are reaching for and accomplishing big financial goals, just like you. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Debt on Facebook, or you can send me a text message for immediate access. Just text Group 400, that's Group 400, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.